KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There are three bedrock, unbreakable rules to living and working in the entertainment business. The first, obviously, is never work for free. They'll try that. Profitable studios and insanely rich producers stay profitable and insanely rich by always finding out first what you'll do for free. But you have to just politely decline. Now, the second rule, also obviously, is do not read the comments on entertainment industry blogs. You'll fool yourself into thinking that it's okay to read them, even in some perverse way to write them, as long as the item isn't about you, but in general, it's bad hygiene. Get into the habit of skipping the comments, and you'll never regret it, which is impossible, of course, because the comments are the juicy underbelly of the entire enterprise, the insider dish, the anonymous score settling, the sometimes nice, sometimes nasty thing that makes the internet worth all the trouble in the first place. Now, I have a lot of friends up north in what is known right now as Silicon Valley, but what will eventually be known as the place where they invented that thing that's made a lot of us down here in the entertainment business work a lot harder. Now, they're nice people up there generally. It's a tight community, a little like this one, in fact, only younger and in cheaper t-shirts. And I kind of feel sometimes like one of those characters on Game of Thrones who figures, well, just because winter is coming and we're being invaded by dragons from the north, there's no reason not to work out how to fill my rice bowl. Now, a few weeks ago, some smart and inventive entrepreneurs launched an iPhone app called Secret. It allows the user to post anonymously anything he or she wants, and the resulting secret appears in the secret timeline of whoever is in the user's address book. In other words, you can tell secrets to your friends, and all they know is that someone labeled friend has done it. If you're two clicks away in the social graph, it appears as a confession by a friend of a friend. You can comment on whatever appears as long as it's in your circle, and part of the fun is in the guessing games that unfold, the trash talk back and forth, the sudden kindnesses, the unexpected honesty. The result is an addictive, mysterious, surprisingly revealing snapshot of what is twitching at your friends' and their friends' consciences, what they really think of their coworkers, and any stray thoughts or business secrets they feel like confessing. Right now, the app is heavily populated by Silicon Valley types, so it's a kind of an arm's length fun to try to figure out who is confessing what. But imagine if we all of us down here in Hollywood, where people still keep enormous lists of contact info, got on the app tomorrow. Think of the possibilities. People in your circle telling each other little secrets, confessing their transgressions, acting for the most part like flawed humans, which isn't something we're terribly enthusiastic about down here. I mean, business secrets and honest numbers would finally be revealed, probably illegally, but the app guarantees anonymity. And yes, it would have some of the toxic nastiness of the comment section of your typical entertainment industry blog, but at least you'd have the consolation of knowing that it's your friends or their friends doing the toxic dumping. Right now, you read the comments and think, who are these people? On Secret, you can read them and think, I gotta get new friends. But what's really special about Secret is that it reminds us that no one in our address book, no one in the address books of people in our address book has anything really figured out. And that's the third bedrock rule of the entertainment industry. See you on Secret. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will examine the face for KCRW. This is Rob Long.